There's a great Tolkien quote I'd like to share. It goes like this. "I wish it need not happened in my time," said Frodo. "So do I," said Gandalf, "and so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us." And that is the great question of our time. Now, many of the religions of the world have a message that this life is a test. And I'm not going to say that all the religions are the same, or try to oversimplify them. I'm not. But I'm just going to say that with many religions and many of the compelling philosophies that have existed throughout time, there is a message that life is a test. So yeah, we will be put through times that are hard. We will be put through that, you know, suffering. You know, for example, in my case, I am a cancer survivor. When I was diagnosed in 2017, I was told I was going to have to go through very harsh and severe treatments in order to deal with my cancer. I'm talking about chemotherapy. I'm talking about radiation. I'm talking about surgery. And was that fun? No, it was not. But I had to go through all of it. I had to grit my teeth and bear it so I could come out through the other side and survive and be healthy. And for many people, life may not offer that specific test, but we're offered similar tests where we're faced with hardship and we're faced with death and disease and eviction and poverty. And I don't want to sugarcoat these issues. I'm not going to say, oh, this isn't so bad. Just pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and pretend everything's okay. That's not my message. But what I'm saying is that the religions of the world offer, you know, a compelling message that life is a test, that life is suffering. So what do you do about it? Do you curl up into a ball and cry? Do you jump off a bridge? No. You know, you have to get out there. You have to do something about it. And I'm not going to say everybody has the ability to do something amazing. You know, some of us are poor. Some of us are not terribly articulate. Some of us are not terribly educated. So I'm not saying everybody can get out there and be some prophet, politician, rock star, what have you. But I'm saying everybody with their own capabilities can do something. And that's where meaning is found. Meaning is found in the areas where you know, a struggle is needed, where strength is needed, where perseverance is needed. And the individuals who have the courage to step forward and to accept this burden, these individuals will find meaning in that struggle. And life is full of struggle. Life is full of suffering. You know, if you want me to tell you that it's not going to be hard, I'm sorry, you have to go listen to somebody else. You know, that's just been the nature of existence as long as existence has been around. For the billions of years that nature has existed, life has been a brutal struggle of the wolf ripping out the throat of its prey, of a weed overcoming, you know, a tree and sapping it of its nutrients. So life isn't a fairy tale. I'm sorry. It is brutal. But the religions of the world, the philosophies of the world, have a message about that. And the message is that life is a test and we are here to see what we will do. So what will you do? What will you do when the government is presiding over a system that is destroying the biological foundations of life and not offering any real solutions? What will you do when we live in a society where 600,000 people have died from a virus, when that number could have been far lower if we had a competent healthcare system? Are you just going to stay home and play video games and watch TV and drink and try to drown it out? That's not a real solution, and that's not where meaning or that's not really where meaning is found. So when there is a crisis, when there is struggling, when there is suffering, fate compels people to step forward and to take action. Will you?